Talking explosions this week. So Ben and Dave have leapt at the chance for an explosive kitchen science. This week they're going to be using fireworks to explain the difference between low explosives, things like gunpowder that burn to produce lots of gas, and high explosives, really dangerous stuff like dynamite that sends out these explosive shockwaves faster than the speed of sound. But don't worry, we've not let them get their hands on any dynamite.
This week's kitchen science is positively explosive, but Dave assures me that there is an element of this that you can do at home. You don't need to be trained in munitions. So, Dave, what are we doing this week?
Well, what you need for this is a normal plastic film canister, peculiarly the ones where the lids which go inside rather than around the outside seem to work slightly better.
Now, when you say film canister, you mean for old-fashioned cameras when you used to have to put a film in the camera and then send that away to have it processed.
Yeah, it does seem a bit archaic these days, but if you've got any lying around, or quite often places which develop film will give you them for free, get hold of one of these. And then you also need some fizzy tablets, something like a fizzy vitamin C tablet or an Alka-Seltzer.
What's this got to do with explosions, though?
Well, if we get one of these fizzy vitamin C tablets and put it in some water, you get quite an interesting effect, which you've probably seen before.
Well, the name gives it away, doesn't it? They're fizzy, they fizz, they create lots of gas.
That's right. You've got two things we're interested in inside the tablet. One of them is some bicarbonate of soda, which locked up inside it, you've got the gas, carbon dioxide. And the other one is a kind of acid, which is inactive until you dissolve it in something.
So then once the acid dissolves, you get the same reaction that you see with vinegar and bicarb or lemon juice and bicarb, and you get carbon dioxide released, and that's what comes out in all the bubbles.
That's right. Essentially, you've got a reaction which creates gas.
Now, I've seen that done many a time. I would never have called it explosive.
Well, a lot of low explosives, things like gunpowder, are also exactly the same things. They're just reactions which produce gas. But what we're going to do with this now is instead of just putting the tablet in some water, which is kind of boring you've seen before, it's going to put it in some water inside a sealed film canister.
So we're not actually going to let that gas escape, and the pressure's going to build up, and I guess this is where our explosion's going to come in.
Yeah, that's right. So you get the film canister and fill it halfway up with water.
OK, about half full, I see. Now we have a vitamin C tablet. They're quite big, these. Is it going to be better if we break it in half?
It seems to work fine with halves, and it seems wasteful to use a whole one at a time. That way you get to have twice as much fun.
OK, so now we break our vitamin C tablet in half, and we drop it into the film canister, and immediately it starts to fizz. So I guess now we need to put the lid on and back off.
Yeah, don't go back to it too soon. It can take a couple of minutes to go off.
We have to wait a little while, so the reaction's going on in there, it's releasing lots of gas. But why does this build up in pressure result in an explosion?
Well, basically because the pressure builds up and up and up until something gives way. And in this case, the first thing to give way is the lid's going to fall off the film canister. But film canisters are made quite well, so the lids stay on to quite high pressures, and all that gas is released all at once, and you should get quite a good pop, so a small explosion.
Okay, so we're waiting for a small explosion, but this can't be how most explosives really work, surely?
There's two types of explosives. There's a low explosive, things like gunpowder, which are used to shoot bullets out of guns.
Oh! Well, the canister itself managed to fly completely over our heads. Now, that did throw some water everywhere when it came out. Could that be a risk if people try this at home?
Yes, that's why you shouldn't go close than about 2 metres away from it, because you might get some of that kind of fizzy water in your eyes and that's going to hurt. So as long as you stay a couple of metres away and dodge the falling film canister, it should be fine.
At least the film canister is very light, so if it does hit you on the head, it shouldn't hurt too much. But we were saying there are two different types of explosives.
Well, there's two main types of explosive. One of them is low explosives, things like gunpowder. I've got a little pile of it here.
OK, so now this is the bit that you shouldn't do at home. We're actually going to set a light to some gunpowder and see what happens.
Now, if I light a blowtorch and then use this to light the gunpowder...
OK, well, it didn't go bang. It was very bright. There was lots of smoke. It's really quite smelly, but it definitely didn't go bang. Now, I think of gunpowder as being something that goes bang.
No, gunpowder doesn't explode on its own. It doesn't make a bang on its own. What you have to do to make it go bang is to contain it in some way. So here I've got a little bit of gunpowder contained in a cardboard tube. This means that when it burns, all that gas is released and the pressure will build up and up and up until something breaks, just like the film canister. And we can see what happens with this.
Dave's managed to make it sound scientific, but by a bit of gunpowder contained within a cardboard tube, you mean a banger, don't you, Dave?
Yes, I did just buy a banger.
OK, so let's get this lit, and we're lighting the fuse now. Wow, that was really quite loud. I'm glad I was standing far enough away for it to not hurt my ears. That was an almighty bang. But there was less gunpowder in that banger than you set a light to earlier, and a very different response.
Well, before the gas was all released smoothly over maybe a quarter of a second, half a second, whereas in this case, all the gas was released inside the banger, the pressure built right up, and it was all released in maybe a hundredth of a second. That caused the air to vibrate, and you get this really strong bang noise.
So that's great for small explosions, for bangers, for bullets and so on. But you said that there's another type of explosive.
Yes, there's another type of explosive which is even more dangerous, called high explosives. Things like TNT or dynamite. And the difference between these and low explosives is in the chemistry. With low explosives, they've normally got the fuel and the oxidizer, which react together to create all the gas, in two separate materials. So it's quite a long way apart, so it relatively burns quite slowly. In a high explosive, often the fuel and the oxidizer are in the same molecule, which means that they can react together incredibly quickly.
I can see how the chemistry means that the reaction would be a different speed, but surely it still does the same thing, produces a lot of gas, which increases the pressure, and that breaks apart whatever's containing it.
In fact, they can just burn very quickly if you just set light to them. But if you apply a shock to them, so you hit them hard with something, this shockwave can trigger the burning. And so you get a shockwave moving through the material, and as it moves through the material, you get a load of gas produced, which makes the shockwave stronger, which makes it move through the material faster, which means you get a stronger shockwave and stronger shockwave and stronger shockwave. So it used up all the explosive, and yet this incredibly damaging high-pressure wave which comes out of them and can do a lot of damage.
So we obviously need to be very careful, and I assume you don't have any dynamite to show us.
No.
Well, I think that's probably for the best. But that's all we have for this explosive kitchen science. We have some high-speed video footage of bangers going off, of piles of gunpowder being set alight, and, of course, of film canisters flinging themselves over our heads. So check that out at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and we'll be back with more experiments next week.
Thanks, guys. That was Ben and Dave getting all explosive on us for kitchen science.
Thank you, Helen.